Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Stephen Little is our guest, Stephen S. Little. He can go back and listen to all the interviews that he and I have done over the years and learn a lot from the things that Stephen has taught us. And he's with us. He's the author of Duck and Recovery. His website is Stephen with a V, S. Little.com. Stephen, one of the things that I think, when I said earlier, small businesses are going to have to take back America, we're going to have to take back the economy, we're going to have to take back the direction of our society. We can't count on these so-called leaders, the financial leaders of Wall Street, the political leaders of Washington. It's got to come from America, from flyover America, Stephen. And I think, and so somebody might be saying correctly, well, what does that mean? How does that work? And Stephen, what I think is, we've got to demonstrate and promote and value and encourage leadership. And when I say leadership, I'm talking about the kind of leadership that puts the right things first, the right kind of values. And we've got to find that in the people who work with us, the customers we do business with. We've got to demonstrate that to them, and we've got to find customers who will demonstrate it back to us. When we vote, we've got to install people in government, regardless of party, who could demonstrate leadership. What do you think?
Well, and leadership becomes about long-term vision and the lack of emphasis on the immediacy. And Wall Street's about immediacy, and maybe rightly so. But community leadership, business leadership, small business leadership becomes about something about sustainable systems and mm-hmm. the idea that there is a community to be thought about and that's beyond just my business and my people. And so, yeah, leadership becomes a broad term that we start to recognize as leaders that we have a responsibility and it's also in our best interest. That it's not just a matter of it's the right thing to do. It's also the best thing for our business to have the broader view of leadership beyond just managing to my P&L statement.
Well, that's exactly right. But this is the kind of thing if a small business owner will spend a little more time thinking about this, thinking about, you know, I mean, they're doing it. You and I know that they're doing the right thing. Small business owners are doing the right thing across America because, Stephen, we don't have a choice. We're inside of a fishbowl. Whatever we do, there's no way to. We don't have any opportunity to be, you know, to pull the wool over anybody's eyes or play fast and loose with the rules. We're in a fishbowl, and so we're doing it. Small business owners are doing it every day. They're doing the right things every day. But what I'm talking about is migrating the things that you and I know that are right and that work for us and that work for America, demanding those kinds of behaviors out of the people that we send to represent us. What do you think?
Well, that's the problem with the system, Jim. I agree with you, and here's the way it works. Everybody, Congress is at an all-time low. It's not like it's ever been high, right? Approval ratings on Congress has never been lower. It's somewhere around,
around drug dealer 12, level,
whatever it is. But the problem becomes is that it's all the other guys. I like my gal. I like my guy. It's the rest of them that are the problem. And so we keep putting the same people back in without understanding that, when we keep putting the same people back in and keep making the same mistakes as it relates to my business and my community, then we have no one to blame but ourselves.
When Congressman Weiner, the day Congressman Weiner resigned, like the day before, they took a poll of his district, and the majority would have been voted him back in. Folks, you know, hello? What?
Yeah, right. And this is the way it's been
going
forever.
That's the opposite of what I'm talking about.
you know, after he was already found guilty, there was a, you probably remember Flood from the Scranton area. He was in Congress forever, even though he was proven to have malfeasance and all that. But at least he was stealing for us, right?
Right.
So they saw it as he's stealing for my district. He's a good guy, right? So this has been going on for as long as I've been on the planet, Jim. And so
But we've got to demand that if Main Street will demand of other people that they behave the way we have to behave on Main Street, otherwise we don't make it. That's what I'm talking about when I say we've got to take back America. We got to take back this economy. Hey, Stephen, give us the website again one more time, please.
Stephen with the V, middle initial S, like Sterling Little. StephenSLittle.com. Nothing to buy there, but you'll have a lot of fun if you visit it.
Thanks, Stephen. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim. You have a great summer.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.